Mix 106.5.
Wait. I have a question before we start today's show. And I just don't know if you can emotionally handle this. So go with me here. And obviously we're asking this to you because I think you're the one that can get the most emotionally messed up from this. I woke up this morning. I don't know if you've had a week like we've had, but it hasn't been like a bad week. It's just been a week. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just been like, it's like Jess isn't here, you know, or she's been gone the last couple of days. We've had to just get a lot of stuff done early in the week and then just do extra work because Jess hasn't been here. It's just been busy. It's been a busy week. Busy is the right word. So I woke up this morning like yearning for Friday.
Yeah.
But it's only Thursday, right? So I was like, what if for only this introduction, we just acted like it was Friday?
Okay, yeah.
Like we just, I know it's Thursday and I know we're supposed to do one more sleep and all that. I know. But what if we just brought Friday vibes?
Okay, let's do some theater.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Channer, like if you don't know, like I used to be a theater kid. Charlotte used to be a theater kid back in high school. What if we just acted? But I need to make sure like everyone's down with that because that can also be extremely emotionally damaging,
yeah,
I feel
tomorrow
like.
Tomorrow it's going to hurt.
Well, I don't think so. I don't think it will.
So?
I think it's going to hurt the rest of the day when you have to go back to Thursday.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if you can emotionally handle doing Friday for a couple of minutes and then having to go back to your like Thursday BS. That's more of my concern than like, cause like it's, hey, two Fridays, that's totally fine.
We're also going to like confuse someone that's like just tuning in, yeah, but
they come in late and they're like, wait, what? Like, I don't know. So here's what we're going to do. Can we just have like 120 seconds of Friday on a Thursday? And if y'all are like, no, like I can't emotionally handle that right now. We won't do it. We'll just do one more sleep and we'll move on. Okay, but if you're like, yeah, let's do double Friday this week, then like we just gonna come in and be like, yeah, let's go Friday, let's go. And you're right, the people that came in late ain't gonna know what's up. All right, we'll just do one more sleep. I'm too scared of like the emotional damage it might do. Let's just do it.
Someone texted calling it pre-Friday, and I really like that.
It's still Thursday. It's still Thursday to me.
It's pre-Friday in my heart now.
It's still Thursday. One more sleep does the same thing.
I'm getting a girl all excited.
I know. I'm too scared of like doing it to you, and then you're going to come back, and it's like, yo, like, it's just going to mess everybody up. So I don't know. It's fine. Ready? This is our Thursday thing in case you're new. We just chant the words one more sleep. And then, now you know what? It's Friday. I'm not doing it.
I'm feeling emotional whiplash right now.
I'm not doing it. It's Friday.
Yes.
I'm not doing it. Jess isn't here because Jess would never let this slide.
No, exactly.
Jess would never let this slide. Y'all, okay. Can we just have Friday vibes for 30 seconds? Here we go. Y'all, happy Friday. Welcome to the show.
Woo!
It is the weekend. Charlotte,
yes.
What are the plans for the weekend? What are you doing?
I'm going to a musical with my friends.
Amazing.
What else am I doing? I can't remember. I have so much on the books.
Who cares? It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Who cares?
How about you?
It's totally Friday. Man, I'm going to tell you what. I've got so many things planned this weekend. Like, I'm just going to be hanging out and like, I'm going to yoga this weekend, which I always do, which like I'm like so excited for. Plus, since it's Friday, that means the rain is out of the way because it's stopping raining on Friday.
Yeah.
Because it's definitely Friday.
Yeah, it is.
All right, that felt okay.
Now. These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess.
All right, Jess out, Charlotte's in for our top three. Let's go.
Number three.
All right, the MTA is announcing a new modern fare collection system, phasing out the charm card. So if you take the Baltimore bus often and you use the charm card, you're going to want to be aware of this because this is the beginning of the end of said charm card. The transition will be completed by November 30th, so you do have a little bit of time to get used to this, but they are encouraging you to adopt the Charm Pass, which is their new mobile ticketing app, as fast as you can. You can get it on your smartphone, and you're going to be able to buy in-store fares electronically. And there are perks like free transfers and multi-day passes.
Number two.
All right, everybody's making fun of HBO Max because they are once again HBO Max. We went from HBO Max to Max back to HBO Max. So everyone's like, How many meetings does this take, you guys? Like, how much time has been wasted debating this?
I hope somebody got fired over this. This is maybe my favorite story. Every year, there's like a pop culture story that I love. And like 1 year, it was when the Build-A-Bear did free bears one day for everybody. And like, there was lines throughout malls throughout the country. And police had to get called in. And like, there were raids and stuff. It was so crazy. I think... And I know it's early. It's like halfway through the year. This might be my favorite story of the year because it's just so crazy.
It's so silly.
Why did they do this? Was there a reason of why HBO went from HBO Max to Max back to HBO Max within like, how long was it? 6 months or something? It was crazy.
Yeah, the corporate answer was that the name change is set to better meet consumers' needs.
Because nobody wanted it.
No, exactly.
Nobody wanted Max.
And I feel very validated because I have been typing out HBO Max to get to it for the past however long.
Nobody, did anybody ever make that transition in your brain? If you actually do subscribe to HBO Max, like, nobody called it Max. We never did. Like, it didn't make any sense. It's kind of like how if you use Twitter, like, and I don't use it. I don't really use it. But I never, if I have to go to it, I still call it Twitter. I'm not calling it X. I'm not doing it. It was a dumb thing. So is it now officially back or it's coming back too? I think.
I checked last night. I typed in HBO Max and instead of doing the revert thing to Max, it's now HBO Max again. Okay, so back, justice baby. Restored.
Yeah.
Number one.
Okay, we have some actual updates on what I was said in the courtroom the other day by Cassie about Diddy. We found out that Diddy allegedly assaulted and threatened her over her relationship with Kid Cudi. Cassie took to the stage during the ongoing trial and gave testimony about what was going on with her and Diddy for the many years that she was with him. During a freak off, it was said that he discovered that she was in a relationship or having some sort of relationship with Kid Cudi after going through her phone and seeing emails between them. And she ended up having to show photos of all the bruises and injuries that she incurred because he became so irate and began hurting her. I don't want to get into too many details, but she went through a lot, sustained a large bruise, fell, and when she returned to the hotel they had been together, she found overturned furniture, urine on the floor, and excrement in the toilet. So lovely from Diddy.
Man, I mean, obviously, as this trial goes on, and obviously we're going to talk about it because we kind of have to.
Yeah.
It's not going to be fun. It's not like one of our favorite stories to talk about for sure.
But it's important.
It's important because I think that, like, we have to know, like, kind of what a monster this was. I think it's kind of justice for Cassie. I think it's justice for a lot of people that have been in this situation. Mm-hmm. But it's what it does, what this story does. I'm just going to speak for myself for a second. Yeah. I think everyone's going to have a different take on this Diddy situation. It just makes me sad that, like, all of this, like, we idolized this man for so long. And, like, we played this guy's records. We bought this guy's records. And, like, all of this was going on behind the scenes. It just kind of makes me sick.
Yeah.
Of, like, what a monster this guy was being.
I think it's an important lesson in, like, not idolizing people too much.
How do we not, though? I guess, how do we not idolize people? How do we separate ourselves from, like, really having fandom for people that we, like, admire and, like, enjoy their art? But, like, because we're never really going to know what's happening behind this. We're never with anybody. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And I guess it's really something to, like, digest as we're going through some of these situations with any of these big celebrities. I mean, this is not the first time we've gone through one of these big scandals. But, like, I don't know. This Diddy one's really messing with me, man. It's messing with me. I feel for Cassie, but, like, I don't know. This Diddy one's just, like, ugh, it's just gross. All right. There goes Charlotte. Jess is back on Monday after her cousin's graduation. This is brought to you by Goal Vision. We call this Top three. Yeah, so this week back in 2000, Britney Spears came out with Oops, I Did It Again. Who was originally supposed to do that song would have changed music history. I don't even know what this song would have sounded like if this group, this is the only clue I'll give you, this group did this song, did Oops, I Did It Again instead. Like, let's try to imagine that right now with our Throwback Thursday segment. This is fun. If you like nostalgia, we just go back and we listen to songs that were number one here in Maryland in previous years. And I'll take you to that moment in pop culture history. And we're just like, what if Britney didn't do this song?
what would it have sounded like? This segment can also be called Songs That Charlotte's Never Heard Before in Her Life, okay? Like, let's see how many of these Charlotte's actually heard. 2018, Childish Gambino had the number one song with This Is America.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping.
She does this one.
Yes. Don't catch you
slipping. One for one. This wasn't that long ago, so... This is a big one, though, man. This was a pretty bold message.
This music video,
yeah,
incredible.
Big one, so good. Today, May the 15th, 2007, Maroon 5 had the number one song with Makes Me Wonder. Dare I say, oof. No, I'm not going to say it. Now I'll say it. This is going to make somebody mad, so mad. Dare I say the last good Maroon 5 song?
No, there's a song from Hands All Over that I think is good. But it was the beginning of the end, I'd say.
We're going to make Maroon 5 fans really mad about that, man. Now, listen, Maroon 5's fun. They're good. 1999, man. Let's go back to the number one song today. God, this was an error. Remember this? You've heard this song, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Whew. I didn't want to have to explain the Ricky Martin error to you, but...
Wasn't this in, like, Shrek? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I've never seen all of Shrek before.
That's wild.
I know. I deserve to be shamed for that.
Yeah, you can't judge
me.
Yeah.
God, what an error. And in 2000, this week... Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again blessed our ears. Which she was just 18 years old, which is crazy, man. 18. Now imagine being 18. Just go to your 18-year-old brain. Imagine being like the biggest pop star in the country. Sold 1.3 million copies in the first week, which is like unheard of nowadays. She was the biggest female artist at the time because of that album, right? You can remember the iconic... red latex cat suit that she was in the music video. She said it was so hot in that thing, by the way, that she could barely breathe because it was so tight. It was so hot. Like,
I can imagine.
Crazy.
And she was dancing in it. So
just there's so many iconic things that Britney gave us, and that was just one of them. Here's something you probably don't know, though. That's not originally Britney's song. If this other group did not pass on Oops, I Did It Again.
A group?
It's a group. TLC passed on
it. What?
I want you to imagine TLC doing that song. I honestly don't even know what... I mean, I guess I could imagine, but like... TLC passed on Oops, I Did It Again.
That's wild. I would have never guessed.
Britney picks it up, and the rest is history. And that's your Throwback Thursday for today.
Today in Dog News...
I had to think long and hard on this. I don't know if you did too. I don't know if you had to as well. Listen, we love dogs on this show. I had the honor of being Kiki's dog dad for 14 and a half years. She passed away almost 2 years ago now. I miss her every day. Yesterday was Chihuahua Appreciation Day.
I saw that.
I made a little tribute post on my Instagram story. Sweet. I miss her, man. I do.
I wish I got to meet her. She seems iconic.
She was so good, man. She was just the best. I love Chihuahuas. So when there's big breaking news in the dog world, we'll be the ones to bring it to you. Man, this is crazy. And I don't know how you're going to feel about this. There's just a bunch of new research out today on dog owners. I'll go through this with you. Let's start with this. 9 out of 10 dog owners feel that their dog's health is just as or even more important than their own. Which, okay, that's sweet. I mean, that's first off, it's good to see. As someone that cares a lot about dogs, it's good to see that you're keeping up with your pet's health.
Yeah.
I mean, 90% of people, that's a lot. You're taking care of your pet. Love that. Okay. How about this? Half of pet owners... are so devoted to your four-legged friend that you would clone your dog if you could. I thought about it for a second.
My friends thought about it.
I thought about it. Like, there for a while, I thought about it. And literally, and I think this is where it gets interesting, 10% of people said I don't care how much it would cost, I would do it.
Wow.
I thought about it for a minute. I think, honestly, man, I would have paid, probably my upper limit would have been 50 grand.
Wow.
I loved Kiki that much. I probably would have found a way to pay like 50 grand to have Kiki too.
I mean, that's fair. That was like your child.
I know, man.
Like, I get it. And I just wonder though, like, with people who clone their dogs, do you notice a difference in personality?
I know. It freaks me out too much.
I know.
It freaks me out.
The concept, I'd be like, it's Kiki, but it's not.
I know.
But it is, but it's not.
And for us 80s babies that grew up with the Pet Sematary movie, it freaks me out too much. Like, they come back, but I'm just afraid it wouldn't be the same. And then I spent 50 grand at some weird, like, zombie dog. And, like, I'm not. I can't risk that kind of thing. All right. Here's the part that really, like, I need to know where you stand on this, people in relationships, because the survey goes into asking people, how far would you go and, like, what would you give up to extend your pet's life? And so, like, 43% of people said they'd give up their favorite meal. That's sweet, right?
Aww.
41% of people said they'd give up coffee. Y'all, 14%, 1 in 7 people said they would dump their partner. They would dump their partner to extend their pet's life.
Wild.
1 in 7 people said, I would give up. I would literally give up my partner if I could have my pet a little bit longer.
I, like, kind of get it, though.
And I'm trying to think, man. Like, I'm trying to... No, obviously, I'm divorced, so I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, even in, like, the peak of my marriage, if they were like, all right, choose Kiki or choose your now ex-wife,
it would have been a toss-up.
Man.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000 minute.
Mix 106.5.
Let's go. I feel good about this. You feel good? $1,000 in free gas from Dash In. Call the number 10's update. Hi, who's this? Hi.
This is Jack.
Jack, my guy. You're calling number 10. You did it.
Hey, I did it again. Nice.
You did it, my guy. You did it.
Yes.
You did it. It's Jack and who? Jack and Jill.
My kids are in the car, Marcus and Tristan.
Marcus, Tristan. What's up, everybody? How we doing?
You did it again.
You did it again. Jack, Marcus, Tristan, back for the return of our $1,000 minute. You guys ready to go?
Sure.
Let's explain how this works for everybody, y'all. This is our game we play every day at this time. It's worth $1,000 in free gas. And even if you're not on the phone, I think it's just fun to play, see how you could do. Because one day it could be you on the phone like Jack, Marcus, and Tristan playing for $1,000. So you guys know how this goes. If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you can win $1,000 in free Dash In gas. But if you get one wrong, you mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you're out. You can pass on the ones you don't know, and we're going to come back around to the ones that we have time at the end. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts
now.
Question number 1. What is the singular form of bacteria?
Pass.
Question number 2. What is the name of a female horse?
A mare?
Correct. Question number 3. What state is Glacier National Park located?
Pass.
Question number 4. A pack of gum costs $1.25. If you buy 4 packs, how much do you pay?
$5.
Correct. Question number 5. Who is Spider-Man's arch nemesis?
There's a lot. Green Goblin?
Correct. Question number 6. How many hotels can be built on a single property in Monopoly?
One.
Correct. Question number 7. In Celsius degrees, what is the boiling point of water?
A pass.
Question number 1. What is a singular form of bacteria?
Bacterium.
Correct. That's 60 seconds right there. Dang, 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 dang. Man, we were flying along there, man. Team, how we feeling?
That was pretty good.
I think we should go. Wait, which one? What did we say in the back seat?
I got the $5 one.
Well, you should have. You should have. Wait, who is that? Is that Marcus or Tristan?
Marcus.
Yo, Marcus, what grade are you in?
6.
6th grade. Knocked it out.
I'm in second.
Is that Tristan? Tristan, you're in second?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's go back through these because I think even coming back around, we were doing nice. The singular form of bacteria is bacterium. Very nice. Glacier National Park was question number three. That's in Montana is where Glacier National Park is. You guys knocked everything else out except for the Celsius degrees for the boiling point of water is 100.
It's 100.
That would have got us. Hey, other than that, we almost knocked it out today. I feel pretty good for Thursday. We should be feeling good, gentlemen. It's our guy gang over here. you should feel good. It's all good because tomorrow we come back. We have 7 more questions, and we'll go for that $1,000 in free gas all over again. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks for letting us play.
No, thanks for playing. Thanks for calling. And tomorrow, we're going to try it all over again. Thanks to our friends over at Dash In. Get to Dash In and treat yourself and your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. They are taking creamy, low-fat Yoplait yogurt. They got mixed berries and crunchy granola. It's a healthy, wholesome, and it's made fresh daily at Dash In. Go check out Dash In, y'all.
What did your kid randomly blurt out to a stranger? As a parent, like, you ain't got control. You got no control. Once you take your kid out into the wild, what they're saying to people, what they're doing, you got literally zero control of this, right? Charlotte, our producer, brought this TikTok to us because apparently it's going viral this morning. Ashley Tisdale of High School Musical. I didn't watch High School Musical. I'm like a little too old.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm sorry. Let me be a dinosaur.
We literally lived it.
Her character was called what? Sharpay?
Yeah, Sharpay Evans.
So now, of course, she's all grown up. And is she proud of being Sharpay? Or like, is it like...
I think it's like a fond memory, but I don't think she's like... Like, I think she's more embarrassed about this situation.
So, like, imagine this now, because she used to play this character, obviously, on, you know, High School Musical. And now she has a daughter who's, you know, younger. Her daughter has now learned that she used to be Sharpay in High School Musical and, like, just now loves to blurt this out in public. Listen to this.
She will not stop listening to the music. When I'm on walks with her, she asks for me to play it. When I'm in the car, she asks for me to play it. Also, she screams out in public, "I'm Sharpay's baby."
So first of all, how embarrassing would that be, you know?
Because
you almost wonder, like, did you teach your daughter to say
that's
that, Ashley
the thing,
Tisdale?
Is it seems like...
I'm Sharpay's baby. Tell everybody that you're Sharpay's baby. When we go out, you better get that attention,
but
okay?
People in the comments were like, this is the most Sharpay behavior ever.
Is that
so
what
people
she's
are
like?
Loving it. Yeah, because the character is like that theater girl that's like self-obsessed, like... So dramatic, so it's perfect.
But what are you going to do? Here's the problem with this video. Like, as a parent, you've got literally zero control when you take your kids in public. Like, it's a free-for-all. Your kids are going to say and they're going to do whatever they want. And, like, you as a parent, you know that. Like, I'm sure there's things that have come out of your kid's mouth that you're like, what am I going to do? So this morning, we're dedicating this segment to you, okay? Like, what did your kid randomly blurt out to a stranger? And you're like, well, now what? How do I handle this? Like, what do I do? The damage has been done. The blurt out has happened. You know what I mean? Mariah and Joppa, hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. What was blurted out of your kid's mouth?
So we were at an Easter dinner, and there was about 10 of us, you know, family members at the table. The restaurant was packed. Mm-hmm. And my three-year-old noticed a older couple sitting behind me and him, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and he was like, "Mom, look at that guy's big shoe. He's got a big shoe." And I turned around and, you know, expecting just like cool, like normal size shoes.
Yeah.
And the guy, evidently, he explained the story afterwards, but he was saying how he got into an accident and his foot got smashed like 50 years ago.
No.
So he has like a,
like he was,
I guess,
disabled.
It's like a prosthetic type
no.
foot, but it was like, it was way bigger than his normal size shoe. So my son said it out loud, and literally like half of the side of the restaurant looked because he was that loud.
Of course.
And I tried to play it off. I was like, "Wow, that is a super cool shoe."
Wow.
I was like, "Isn't that cool?" You know, like, I didn't know what.
Wait, was the guy okay with it though? Like, that's the thing. I think especially, here's the thing. People, especially with disabilities, like, what, like, because your kids are obviously like, they're just trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
They're just trying their best to figure
yeah.
it out. But you as a parent are like, I don't know, because like, I don't know how to save this right now.
Oh my goodness.
So uncomfortable.
Thank
oh my
goodness
God.
He was nice about it.
Yeah, no joke. Thank you for calling us. Shannon's in Aberdeen. Hi, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
What did your kid randomly blurt out? What happened?
So we were at my son's football game, and in front of everybody, she walked by this woman and was like, "Hi, Miss Piggy."
No. Wait.
Yes.
But like,
and what, instantly, I was like, "Oh, honey, that's not Miss Peggy."
Oh,
wait, hang on, that's a smooth recovery.
Y'all need to be clapping. Yeah. You need to be clapping real hard right now for Shannon. Yo, that's the save of a lifetime right there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Miss Peggy bought it? Do you feel like she?
With a quick reaction, I do feel like she definitely bought it.
Oh, God.
My daughter was 4. I mean, there's a lot going on. It's a football game, so I definitely think she bought it. And I just moved her right along, too. So we didn't even get a chance to, like, react other than, oh, honey, that's not Miss Peggy.
That's not Miss Peggy. And it's definitely not Miss Piggy. That's for sure.
Miss Piggy's kind of glamorous, though. I don't know if I would have been that mad.
Maybe it's the glamour side of it. That solves that. What's up, Ty? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What'd your kid blurt out? And then I guess, how did you handle it?
So I was actually in nursing school. I was studying for a big group and my friend's mom was there. She was in her 60s at the time. And I had my 2.5-year-old and we were doing the potty training thing. And his way of saying I had to go potty was, "I have to sugar honey iced tea."
Everyone got that one? Sugar? Just abbreviate that one. Sugar, honey, iced tea. Yeah. Wait, at 2.5, how did he even know that? How did he even know that word?
My husband is a potty mouth, and he thought it was a cool word to teach him to go to the bathroom.
So in front of your whole study group, including this woman in her 60s, all of a sudden your son's like, "I gotta go S."
Right, yeah. Really loud. And he was serious.
So how did you handle this in front of the group?
I kind of just stared. And her mom was like, "Well, if he has to go, he has to go." And she said the word. And everyone just laughed and played it off. But I just told my husband, I was like, "You have to stop."
That's it. we got to teach him a different word because this ain't going to fly. It might be fun at home, but I got to tell you, in public, it ain't so fun, you know?
Well, now he's 16 and he's like, "Lord Jesus, help me."
It's a little different. It's a little different as he grows up. That's funny, yes. Though. God, that's funny. Thank you for calling us. Have a good day. Oh, mercy. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what did your kid blurt out to a stranger?
Oh, well, she was about 4. She's 16 now, but yeah. She was 4. We were at the hair salon, and we were waiting our turn. And there was a nice family, a mom and dad and son, close to about the same age, maybe a little bit older than her, right next to us. And real quick backstory, my mother used to wear a lotion. It was a vanilla bean. You could really smell it. You could even taste it. It was so strong. And we used to joke, you know, brown cows make chocolate milk. Well, she leaned right over and she was like, "Do you taste like chocolate?" And it was, it was a black family. And the father started busting out laughing. He was like, "That's a new one. I haven't heard that."
Wait.
And then they started licking themselves. And they're like, "No, I don't really taste it." Wait. She's like, "My grandma tastes like vanilla."
Wait, your white daughter asked the black family if they tasted like chocolate. Obviously, very innocently. Very innocently. And because of the lotion that was like vanilla. On your mother.
And the brown cows.
And the brown cows.
Yeah, we always joke, you know, big chocolate milk. And then, like I said, they started licking themselves.
Oh,
like,
God.
No. Like, it was actually adorable. It was. But, like, they were like, "Hey, I don't mind actually being called chocolate." They were like, "Hey, there's a lot worse."
But how long was that moment of panic in your heart? Because
Actually, it wasn't bad because the father immediately started cracking up.
That's
like,
good.
It was no tension.
You know what?
So,
I'm really glad everyone in that moment had a good sense of humor.
Seriously.
I'm glad everyone in that moment had a really good sense of humor because I'm glad that all went very, very well.
It's the best way it could have gone.
Best way that whole situation could have gone, honestly, for sure. Tell me if this sounds absolutely insane. I think I am praying the wrong way.
Oh,
I think I'm saying prayers the wrong way. And listen, I'm being completely serious. I'm not trying to like make this funny at all, but I think I'm saying prayers the wrong way because I think it's having the absolute opposite effect on my life. I'm not like a really, I grew up Christian. I grew up Episcopalian, but I really consider myself more of a spiritual guy as I grow up. And I really have fallen out of praying. To be honest with you, I feel like I pray more when I need something only,
yeah.
And then like
but it's not part of like my daily routine. I had a friend though send me an email recently about prayer. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get back into it. So this week, I'm like, all right, every night saying prayers. So what I do is I get ready for bed, regular routine, get into bed, lay down. And like, you know that feeling right before you're going to fall asleep and you're like, all right, it's time to sleep. So I lay down my head on my pillow, so comfortable. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to say my prayers now. And I'm like, all right, Jesus, universe, whatever it is that I'm here to believe in. Mm-hmm. I always like say, watch over the triplets and watch over my mom. One thing that I'm really trying to pray hard for right now is I want you to bring in people into my life that need to be here, and then also like remove people from my life that don't need to be here. Yeah. And also like I'm really praying hard for my health right now, because if you don't know, I've been having a lot of health issues with this dizziness after my assault. So like I'm praying really hard. So like I'm praying very, very intentionally.
Sounds like pretty good praying to me.
It's deep, y'all. It's the most praying prayer I've ever done in my whole entire life. Like on the prayer scale, 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the problem. The second that I'm done with praying, wide awake. Wide awake. Like I have slept so bad this week, because the second that I'm done praying, it's almost like I've put so much brain power into praying that like I then wake back up and I cannot sleep. I've come in, like, literally, Charlotte and I have both been sleeping so bad. I haven't told Charlotte this story because it sounds so crazy. But I feel like I'm praying so hard that like my brain wakes back up.
Yeah.
And then I sleep terribly, which is almost the opposite effect, I think, of what prayer is supposed to do. Listen, I'm not a praying expert. This is not my lane, okay? I'm not the one to come to for spirituality, okay? And I know that.
You need a new prayer schedule.
But does that sound normal to you? For those of you guys that pray on a normal basis, if you've got like a really spiritual background, do you have to pray in the morning because praying gets you too lit at night? Like, do you get too high?
I actually kind of weirdly relate to this.
Yeah.
I grew up pretty religious, and I also have OCD. So I would have a similar issue where I would try to pray at night, and I realized it was starting to become more of like an OCD fixation for me.
What do you mean?
Like, I almost felt like I had to ask for things, or like if I didn't, like something bad would happen.
Really?
So it actually,
it'd be like
I
a
would
loop.
Get, yeah, like I would get very worked up and then not be able to sleep. So I actually weirdly kind of really get this. So I kind of get where you're coming from. Like, I don't think, it doesn't sound like that's happening for you as much as you're just like, I gotta lock in.
I gotta lock in, man.
Prayer,
it's like the prayer adrenaline gets going, and all of a sudden, like, I'm awake. I'm ready to go. I'm like, my prayer juices are flowing, and like, I don't know if I sound nuts on this or not.
Crazy doing it.
It's about to go down.
Perfect. We want to know everything.
Dish.
Oh.
It's Talk Me Out of It, please.
With Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Okay, Anonymous, we've got you on the voice disguiser. What is this crazy idea that's going through your head?
Okay, well, my very toxic ex-boyfriend left me a birthday gift on my doorstep, and I don't know if I should open it or not.
Why would he leave you a birthday gift? Like, what's that relationship?
It is my birthday on Friday.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. So, of course.
I guess we need to know more about y'all's relationship.
Yeah, so we dated for like 3 years, but our relationship has actually been over for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. No contact, nothing?
I mean, a little bit after, but then it was just like officially over.
Okay.
It was just not healthy, a lot of manipulation and just kind of like Jekyll Hyde behavior. I don't know. Anyway, I haven't
heard
from him.
But it ended bad.
It was pretty bad. And so I haven't heard from him in a really long time.
Yeah.
Until this past week. And I don't really know if it's because he heard that I was seeing somebody, because I've only been seeing this guy for like a month.
Uh-huh.
It's not super serious, but, you know, I'm excited to actually be in something that's healthy.
How long have you been seeing somebody new?
A little over a month.
And this is the first relationship you've been in post him?
Yeah, I mean, the first time that I'm actually like, wait, this is a good one. You know, now I feel like I'm really ready to move on.
So why would he give you a gift? I'm just confused.
I don't know. That's the thing. When I got it the other day, there was a note on it, and it was like super cryptic. It just said, you'll understand why when you open it.
Wait, so did he call you and tell you, or how did you get the present?
No, I literally came home from work on Tuesday, and it was at the door. And so it's been so long since I heard from him.
So no call, no text, no nothing. You guys have not talked in forever. And
no.
You said you broke up 2 years ago, and there's been like literally no contact. And you show like, yeah. And he wasn't like, I'm going to drop something off. Nothing.
No.
And there's just a box on your doorstep, like wrapped up, like a present.
Yeah.
Or is it like a shipping box?
No, it was like a gift. I'm just feeling torn. I mean, I want to know, but I'm also like, I don't want to like create drama or anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't know if
it's like taking a step forward, or taking a step back, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you haven't touched it. It's been sitting there for 2 days now.
Yeah, it's in there.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Yo, this is a good one. This is a juicy one. All right. So Anonymous is saying, I showed up to my house on Tuesday. There was a gift on my doorstep. My birthday, but your birthday's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a present from my ex, and it says, don't open this till your birthday, which is tomorrow, and you'll understand why when you open it. She said, hey, we had a pretty toxic relationship, or at least there towards the end. Things were not good. We have not talked in like 2 years. I don't know if I should open this present or if I should not. Do we tell her to go for it? Should she open that present, or do we talk her out of it? 410-583-1065. You know, Jess is out until Monday. I bet she would tell you, don't do this. Charlotte, you hop in on this. Should she do it or no? I mean,
I don't know. I'm feeling messy this week, so I'm going to say you should do it.
Yeah, just cause.
Just go for it, honestly.
Yeah. Could you honestly live without knowing it? Do you think you could honestly take that gift and like throw it in the trash and like not think about it ever again?
Right now, it's eating at me.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
I honestly
don't know that I could.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I consider myself to be a pretty healed person after years of therapy. I don't know that I'm that healed, okay? Like, I think I could easily take a really quick step back into toxic town because I think I would have to know what was in that box. Like, I don't think Jess would say this, but Jess ain't here, baby. This is us. It's the Cranes.
It's messy week.
It's messy week on the show. Open the box.
Do it.
Charlotte and I are like, girl, you got to open this gift. If Jess was here, Jess is out for her cousin's graduation, but I don't think Jess would give her the same advice, but Jess ain't here, baby. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. Luann from Catonsville, good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for this or do we talk her out of it? Should she open that box or we talk her out of it?
We get her to go get it right now, bring it in. We all need to know what is in this box. We have to know.
Do you think Jess is going to kill us for saying that, though? That's my only concern.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but we'll take that chance. Go get it.
You're just as nosy as we are, though.
I know. I can't stand it. There's a puppy in there.
Yeah. What if there's a puppy in there? What if there's a puppy in there? You know what I mean? Like we can't put a puppy at risk.
Exactly.
Open the box. You know what?
No.
Don't even wait till your birthday. We should open it right now.
Right now.
You know right what I mean? Now. Go get
it's
it.
It's going to kill us. You know, you make a really good point. Thank you for calling us. Rachel from Anne Arundel County. Good morning.
Hi.
So, you know, she got a mystery birthday gift from her ex.
Yeah.
She doesn't know if she should open this gift or should she just get rid of it? They haven't talked in a couple of years. Do we tell her to open this or do we talk her out of it? Your thoughts.
Well, I never call a radio station, but like, I'm frankly disappointed in you guys for trying to talk her into doing that. I mean, I know Jess isn't here, but like, you're giving her terrible advice. Like, are you trying to ruin that woman's life? Like, What happens if there's like a bomb in there? Like, what happens if like something bad happens to her?
Wait,
like,
you're just gonna... hang on. I don't think. And then there could be, but like I don't think that would be the situation, right? Like,
I mean, it's an unidentified object. We don't know what's in there, and you're just gonna tell her to open it? You want her to go back to her ex? Like, Charlotte, I thought you stood up for women. Like, what kind of advice is it to, like, open that box and go back to her ex and, like,
no,
open that door? Like, that's not...
I don't think she needs to go back to him. If anything, like, maybe this will help her get over it, you know? And I think she trusts him enough to not send her, like, weapons.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean,
even if it's not a weapon, like, you're opening Pandora's box there, like, no pun intended. Like, you're trying, like, it's opening the door to letting that person back in. Like, I know you guys are curious to find out what's in that box, but, like, think about the advice you're giving on the radio. Like, it affects her, it affects other people, and, like, it's really just not smart to go back to toxic relationships. I don't know. I think Jess would be disappointed. Like, I'm disappointed.
I don't want to disappoint Jess, and I definitely don't want to disappoint you. We're going to take this as you don't want her to open the box. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And your concerns are heard. Seriously, I don't mean to laugh, but that's but we hear you, and we should take this more seriously. And I'm sorry for disappointing you. How about that?
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Mitch from Silver Spring. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we tell her to go for it? Should she open this box, or do we talk her out of it?
You talk her out of it.
Why? Y'all are party pooping now at this point.
No. You talk her out of it because this is what toxic men do. She already said that he was manipulative, all right? And here's the other thing. We're not in high school. If you're in a relationship and it ends poorly and you realize and you've done some improving on yourself and you really feel that you need to apologize to the person that you're wrong, you pick up the phone, you call them, you schedule a time to meet them face-to-face, you apologize, wish them the very best, and tell them that both of you wish both of you happiness. This is manipulative as all get out. And what she should do is, if there is a return address on that package, is take it right back to the post office so he knows that she has moved on and there is no hope in hell that she is going to go back to him.
So you think just send it on back. Send it on back. Just because you think the message alone is like just at least giving him some kind of message.
He wants an end.
Yeah.
He wants an end.
Okay.
And she has ended it. And if she has not heard from him for years, this is, again, his way to manipulate her into having contact with him. And that's a no-no.
Okay.
So do not open that package.
I can definitely see that for sure. Like, I don't think that there's a bomb in the box, like one of the last callers.
No. I don't think so either. But here's the other thing. Your dude, you know how men have a tendency to act. And this is what manipulative men do.
But why am I getting put in? Listen, don't put me in the manipulative man box. Why am I getting... He's like, this sounds like some Kramer bullish, but
But you know men like this. Yeah. You know men like this.
Yeah,
I might
write this one down in my notebook for later on too. all right, there it goes. Thank you for calling us. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Hey, have a good one.
You too. 410-583-1065. Christine in Severna Park. Do we tell her to go for this, or do we talk her out of it?
So I have to say, I just keep picturing Brad Pitt going, "What's in the box?
What's in the box?" Right?
So I guess I'll ask the lady if she thinks she can open the box and not go back to him. Like, what if it's like the most amazing gift ever?
Yeah.
Would you go back to this guy? What? And if the answer is no, then totally open the box.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if she's dating somebody else, obviously it sounds like she's moved on from the guy. Like, can't we just open this damn box and just like, it doesn't mean, just because you open the box doesn't mean you have to go fall in love with this guy again. Like, it's just like, I mean, obviously you have to deal with the emotional consequences of what comes with opening the box. Yes. But it doesn't mean that anything has to change. And I think, honestly, I think the emotional consequences might be worse with having to deal with not knowing what's in the box. Like, to me, that's got a worse consequence because I think it's going to like emotionally disrupt you just being like, what does he want? Like, what could it be? So why? Like, I'll know when I open the box. Like, that seems so disruptive versus like, now I know, like now I can deal with whatever it was. Like, I don't know. But you say open it though.
Sorry, that's my one-year-old.
No, it's okay. What does he say? Does he say open it too?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if he says it, then I feel like we got to. Okay, anonymous,
I mean, it feels like it's literally split down the middle here. Like, it could go literally either way. You know what I mean? It just doesn't seem...
Gosh, it's hard. I mean, I'm so glad that I did this because your listeners are amazing.
Yeah, right?
I am. But I feel like I want to move on from him. And I feel like, but at the same time, I wonder what is such a big deal. Like, why would he, 2 years later, be like, you'll know why when you open... Like,
it's so cryptic.
It's so cryptic.
It's so cryptic.
I'm still curious.
Yeah.
No, I'm still on the fence.
Well, okay. So, God, your birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Think about it. You know, there's no, you got 24 whole hours until your birthday. And then honestly, you don't have to, you can open it whenever you want. Don't listen to his rules. You know, he's not your boyfriend. Think about it. I don't know if you've heard this segment before, but we do a Talk Me Out of It update on Mondays at about 8:25. No matter what you decide to do, would you be interested in coming back on? Obviously, if you open that damn box, we're very curious what's inside. But even if you don't, I think we'd be really curious on what you decided to do with that. Would you be interested in coming back on to talk to us 8:25 on Monday? Would you? Is that cool?
Yeah, I would totally be down with that.
Okay, so we don't have your name, your information. Jess is obviously back on Monday, so that's cool. We can talk to her. And 8:25 Monday, okay? You have to call us back.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.